When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra, 620. Happy Tuesday. You know, I noticed you didn't mention in your news an update on the Pink House, the demolition of the Pink House up in Plum Island, right?
Plum Island. It's in Newbury. And, you know, anybody who lives on the North Shore in that area is familiar with the Pink House. It was built, like, back in 1925. They call it, like, a revenge house. The couple was going through a divorce. The husband had to build the house.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, but the house was never really inhabitable because, like, there was no... I forget what it was, but it's literally sitting on, like, wetlands and protected. You can't even... I don't even think there's a driveway out to it.
Was there ever... Did someone live in it at one point?
I don't think anybody ever lived in it. But anyway, now it's, of course, dilapidated because it's just been, you know... It's been vacant.
Well, it's
for
all I've
decades.
Known is that it was a house that was falling apart, but everybody loved it.
Well, everyone loved it because it was this iconic, you know, it's a pink house, number one, and it stood alone. It stands alone amid like all these wetlands and all these acres.
No,
so there's nothing
beautiful
anywhere
to see
near it.
I know.
And the sun sets, and you're like going over to Plum Island, you see it, and it's a pretty sunset, you know, over the pink house. So many artists in the area have painted it, and people have drawn it, and there's so many photographs of it that it's become this iconic thing. But I guess it's like, you know, it's environmentally not safe at this point, they say. So the U.S. Fish and Wildlife own it, and they're going to demolish it. The thing is, nonprofits have been trying to save it for years, but now they're saying, no, we're actually going to demolish it. And we don't know exactly when. Everyone's trying to find out when, but they just keep saying...
They don't want to tell you. Right?
Yeah, they just keep saying sometime this month because I don't think they want to get people all, but people have been holding vigils. It's been
Didn't
crazy.
I see something a while back where there was an option for somebody to buy it, but the caveat was that if you buy it, you have to move it.
And it's filled with, like, asbestos. It was built in 1925.
But I have another... So I'm confused. I thought someone did live in it, but why can't they fix it and get rid of the asbestos where it is and just keep it as a landmark?
I think at this point, I mean, it's pretty dilapidated. I'm not sure what they'd have to do
but
to
isn't
fix it.
But I bet if somebody knew that they were going to keep it there and there was some kind of a promise that they were going to keep the pink house where it stands, people would come in to help and donate money to fix it up, you know what I mean?
Know.
To get rid of all the yuck that's in there?
I don't know. I know that there's been a couple of groups that have tried to save it, and they have worked so hard. I've never been a part of those groups, but I know that they've pulled out every stop to try to do
I
it.
I know.
And nothing has worked. But it's one of those things when you think about iconic landmarks, and this one happens to be up near where I live, so I'm more familiar with it, but think of the hilltop when that went down. The signs
the same thing.
Up.
The signs to people are angry about it. They didn't want the cactus to go away because when you drive on Route 1, it's a landmark that you judge where you are on the road. Like, oh, I'm at the hilltop. Oh, I'm here. The orange dinosaur is even more crazy to me because it's a parking lot now. I think it's apartment buildings.
No,
I think,
it's condos or something,
condos,
but they still have the dinosaur like looking over Route 1.
Wrapped in Christmas lights, by the way.
Yeah, but I think as, you know, we get used to seeing certain things and they bring us comfort because we see them every day. And so that's part of this. And actually, because I'm not from the South Shore, I bet you people from the South Shore will call us and tell us, like, what are some landmarks that you would be like so
devastated if they got rid of? Right.
That are just like always been part of, like, you grow up seeing them, whatever. They may have no significance other than just they make you feel good.
Right. There's a lot of landmarks. We don't like change here in Boston and in New England. Like, I think other places around the country might be a little more lenient for that. But I think here in Boston, we are so routine and stuck in our ways, and we don't like when people mess with our stuff.
Well, look you know at the Citgo sign.
Right.
If that ever anyway, went away, people are like, what? It's
same
the
thing.
Citgo sign.
And I don't live on Plum Island, but I don't want the pink house to go because I think it's cool that it's kind of on its own. It's been there for so long. I don't know.
I know.
I don't want them to get rid of it.
I know. It's just, even though it's dilapidated, there's something majestic about it because of where it is. But
yeah.
I hope people will call. If you have like a Boston landmark that you just absolutely would be devastated if it went away, call us 617-655-1067. It's Morning Magic.